It is a Wednesday. It's the middle Wednesday of the month, the third Wednesday of the month, we call it, the time for Pat Cohen to stop by Burlington Community Schools. We had Grand Hank and Della Schmidt join us last week talking about STEM. And going on this week at SCC, it's STEM Fest, and I've got Pat Cohen, I've got Colin Letty across the console. STEM Fest, you know what? There has been a tremendous STEM emphasis on STEM across the country, hasn't there?
There has been, and they're looking forward. They're always trying to forecast what type of jobs are going to be around, and some prognosticators do very well and some don't when you look at it historically. But really, you know, the science, technology, engineering, and math, there are going to be future jobs in those areas, and if you have those skills, you're going to make a good living.
You know, the thing I learned you know, it isn't necessarily an engineering degree or whatever, but utilizing those skills will allow you to find home building, for instance,
right,
or any of the other things. Contractors working in fields that don't necessarily require a college degree, but they utilize a lot of the same STEM background to be able to do it.
Yeah, they really do, and a lot of construction now is lasers. You set a device up in the middle of the floor, and it's spinning around, and it's casting this laser across the room, and everything's plumb, everything's square, everything's based upon the laser. Little handheld lasers.
Yeah.
You know, so a lot of this science and technology, engineering, and math is finding its way into everything.
Well, and understanding how these things work, and actually getting actually developing the technology that is used to do exactly what you were saying.
Right.
That is a whole new field. You know, the Democratic Party says they're looking for people that can develop apps for their
count. That was a whole other debacle.
Counting apps. Well, okay. Well, so much for technology. There's technology that's the downside of technology, and and technology has always got an upside, a downside. The downside is the more you rely on it, when it doesn't work, it causes it causes that much. We become so used to having it. But learning about science, technology, engineering, and math and certainly won't hurt you in any way, shape, or form.
And all these things are making their way into so many different mediums and occupations, even in like creative fields like media. Video game development is a big thing right now, and they're constantly looking for new programmers.
Well, the other thing I learned is that when we had Grant Hank on, is that they're utilizing music. They use music as their way or their method of teaching a lot of these concepts, and I mentioned the fact my wife is a music teacher, and that it's the fact that music is math, and music
played an instrument or been in any sort of musical environment, it is a lot of math.
Well, it stimulates the same areas of the brain that basically is the same areas of the brain that would stimulate engineering and technology, all of those sorts of things.
Yeah, and I tell people, really, music's another language.
Yeah.
And if you can actually read music, you know, understand what's going on, you speak another language. And I think it also stimulates the brain that allows you to learn second, third, fourth languages.
And we were talking about the fact that by doing the trimester, by moving to the trimester system, you've been able to add a lot more programs and a lot more, I guess what? Letting people have a chance to develop skills in areas that they might not have been able to have the time to do.
That's right. 28% increase opportunity for kids to take classes. 28% more classes under trimesters than under the old system. The good thing is you can also now, our high school is a 12-month high school. We go all summer. You can knock classes out. If you want to take more music, take more music. You want to do more math, science, technology, you know, engineering, take more of that.
You want to advance. You want to advance and get on that 2-year degree and get that taken care of out of the way. You can do that as well.
Absolutely. So, and it is working. We're seeing some great stuff come out of it. Grand Hank was absolutely phenomenal. A lot of hip hop, and there was not a kid in there that wasn't paying attention. Now, I'm going to tell you, there were a couple as I looked off the stage that were acting cool, but they were still paying attention because their mouth was shut. and their eyes were on him. You know what I mean? So it's one of those deals where they had their mouth closed, but their eyes and their ears and their mind was open.
So teaching, how is teaching changed in your own opinion? How has teaching changed? Okay, I'll go back to my back to my day, your day. Obviously, it's changed, I'm going to guess, in a lot of ways.
It has. I walked in the classrooms. You sat in a row. The teacher would hand stuff back out. The front person would hand the stack back. You'd pass it back. You do your work. You pass it up, and you walk out. Or you'd pull one of the little cards out of the SSR box. You'd read the card, flip it over, put the thing over, fill in the bubbles, check it yourself, stack it on the teacher's desk. It has changed a lot, and in a good way. You know, there's still the fundamental stuff you need to know,
right.
You know, but there's also different learning styles. I think collaboration with other people and being a shared learner is very important, that you're able to work with others and come to a agreed upon solution. And then also, I think with technology, learning is just going to continue to change. The fastest growing instructional process right now is online,
right?
By like 100%. You know, so more and more of it's just going to be online.
Well, we talk about Silicon Valley, or we talk about the you know, the IT technology, or the IT revolution, basically, but also the all of the revolutions that are going on. We were just talking about that. We were talking about that yesterday. We were talking about Google moving into Chicago.
Changes a lot of things.
It changes the entire structure of the economic profile of any community that it happens to land in. And sometimes that's good, and sometimes it's not so good.
There's good and bad effects with everything. And like I said, technology has invaded pretty much every aspect of everyday life. Like it's created it's part of medical technology, it's part of entertainment, it's part of education. It's part of pretty much everything.
It's pretty much, and look, you just have to look at the apps on your phone. I mean,
just look at your phone in general.
Oh, just look at the phone, and
you have basically a desktop computer in the size of, I'd say, about a wallet.
There is more computing power in this little tiny little phone than there is in
the. To think back in the 60s, this office.
Yeah, and the entire Apollo program. None of the ships on the Apollo had. In fact, my wristwatch has more computing power than the Apollo to the moon missions.
I think the thing that just really fascinates people about this level of technology is how far it's come in such a short amount of time.
Yeah.
And it's so easy to use.
Yeah, and it is.
Is what it is. I mean, it didn't become more powerful, and the human had to keep up. The human didn't have to keep up.
Here's a question for you. And I was we were talking about math. And the fact is, I remember, this will take you back. I remember back when I was taking a behavioral statistics class. It was senior in college. I had taken a behavioral statistics class. And at that time, handheld calculators had come out were coming out. And Texas Instruments was the only one that was out there. But because not everyone had that type of technology, what we had to use, all people had to use slide rules for all of the calculations. We're talking advanced calculations here to develop these. And the theories are long mathematical formulas.
Right.
And but the fact is, does anyone even know what a slide rule is anymore?
I can honestly say it took me a minute to remember because I don't want to.
Have you ever seen a slide rule?
I think I have. I'm just saying, I don't want to.
Probably in a museum.
It would be a museum item.
It would be a museum item. Yeah.
I went to a very small school in Northwest Illinois, so definitely. Graphing calculators weren't always in the budget.
What I'm saying is also the fact that because of the handheld, the computer, the calculuses and the calculators and everything else like that, everything is all on the phone right now. So teaching how to use, I guess what, doing math by hand, how do you, do you still teach math by hand?
To some extent, it is changing in that use your resources to find the answers. You know what I mean? And then be able to take the answer and apply it to a situation or apply it to a problem or apply it to an answer.
Right.
Preferably the answer. But even when I went through the advanced engineering college with the Department of Defense, It was all the equations were you plugged them into your computer before you even went in.
Right.
And then you pulled all the variables out of different charts or.
It's knowing how to use the technology,
yeah, and then
is what
you
you're saying.
Yeah, then you'd have to drop these the numbers into the complex equation, and then it would fall out at the bottom. You know, and you could get your answer. And a lot of it was you had to have a very high dollar calculator.
Yeah.
You know, and it's different. No, like you said, a slide rule, that's in a museum.
It was in a museum. Yeah, yeah. It was, but you know, it was a unique skill that is no longer.
Everything is. Yeah. Everybody's got graphing calculators that are just shy of cell phone power.
Yeah.
But here's a question I have about technology in schools. What do you say to those who say there's too much of it, it's a complete distraction for the kids, they're not learning anything?
Well, my response to them is it's here to stay, and it's only going to grow. Just like anything else, schools have to teach people to use them for the greater good and to use them responsibly. You know, so if a kid's sitting there pulling up a video and they're not doing their work, that is no different than the kid that used to stick his comic book inside of his workbook and would sit there and read his comic book during school. It's the same thing. The difference now is they're doing it electronically. There was a problem in a school I used to work in, and they had the old drafting rooms in between the shop, and the metal shop, wood shop. And it was a glass thing, and all the kids were sitting there and draft with their pencils and their big rulers. And of course, over time, the shops went away and became banks of computers. And the computer teacher was complaining about behavior, so I stood in that glass room, and I watched the kids, and their computers were a sea of everything they weren't supposed to be on. And as he'd move across a room, they'd all go back down. They'd be working, and he'd walk to the other side of the room, back up, and they'd be messing around.
Okay.
And I opened the door up, and I stepped out, and this one, Michael McCabe, he's an ornery cusshead, he looked at me, and he said, "Mr. Cohen, how long you been in there?" And I said, "Michael, I was in there long enough. You're all busted." And it was just that the kids were so much faster than the adult who hadn't grown up with it. You know,
well, it's
I mean?
It's one of the things that's talked about in the when they hand it out, instead of handing you know, there's the bags of books that everybody is used to have in their backpack. Now they have the books are loaded into the actual system.
I actually, for the most part, had both a laptop and a loaded book bag full of books. But there's also now they develop softwares where teachers can monitor what's on their kids'
laptops. And you can look at it. And it also beeps you if they're not on what they're supposed to be on. So technology is also helping them that way. Textbooks. You now have, you know, YouTube, you go and you look at the different movies.
Right.
You go to YouTube, the school buys a subscription, and the kid can go look at the book. There's no more book bag. You open your computer, and you can say, this author has a great theory here, but this book over here has a supporting theory, and the kid can go from multiple textbooks.
Everything's an e-book, is
what
you're
telling. And there's lots of accredited professors and lots of services where they have access to documentaries and lectures and all these other things that are great. I used that as my main resource of learning when I was in college.
Right.
But getting it to kids that young, I think, is really interesting.
Yeah, so now they're coming even to the high schools and middle schools. It's now you're looking at it, and the school gives the kid a subscription to this service, and this service has 10,000 textbooks on it.
Well, yeah, I was going to say. So how does that change? Does that change the entire backpack? It's got to have changed the backpack phenomenon totally, hasn't it?
Well, they still have
the girls still
have their lip gloss. They still have, you know, you remember in junior high, all the girls had lip gloss, their makeup packs and all that. So you still have that. And the boys, they still have to have their smelly gym shorts and, you know, that kind of stuff.
You. Okay.
But there's not books in it.
Yeah, it's not the fact that you're gonna break somebody or you're gonna cause somebody to have a broken vertebrae in their back from carrying this backpack back and forth.
So. No, and again, a lot of the kids do it on their iPhones.
Yeah,
they'll sit in class, they pull their stuff up, and to a casual person who doesn't understand where we're at right now, well, that kid's on his phone, that kid's horsing around, that kid. When in reality, the kid's doing their work.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe they're getting it done in 5 minutes, where back in the day it took 25.
Utilizing technology. How many students do you have that are dual enrolled at SCC and at BHS?
I couldn't answer you the exact number, but we've increased the number by 50%. We the number just keeps going up because we are about 60-some percent of our kids did nothing after high school. Well, now they can get ahead and they can do the concurrent enrollment. And we're so it's I can guarantee it's going up, but I can't give you the exact number.
And how many? I guess what the in terms of the building trades part of, because I know that was something that was a big deal for you guys to have a building trades program, wasn't it?
It was because they had done away with that when the state kept saying now you need more science, now you need more of this. It kept taking the local control away from the school, and because you had to do the things that the law said you had to do. But yet they didn't give you any more time. So basically they were saying, we're going to legislate what this kid thinks is important. You can't do that. You can't legislate what's important to a child. So going to those trimesters, again, allowed us to stop that madness that the legislatures were putting on us, both state and federal. And we're now with that 28% increase, we gained back time for the child to move toward their passion, whether that be art, music.
Okay.
You know, I want more science. I want more math. I want more social studies. If you ever want to interview somebody that would give you a great interview, our social studies department at the high school. Some of the classes that they've come up with are phenomenal, and the children are now able to vote with their feet. You know, who is the teacher that's lighting it on fire, and those classes are filling up quick.
So, again, they vote with their feet.
Just
like anybody else. We're going to take a break. We've got Pat Cullen with us. We're going to take a break for news. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
It's Girls Tournament High School Basketball on the air this Friday night on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR as the Notre Dame girls host Lone Tree. Join Casey Fleming and Joel O'Brien for all the action. Brought to you by Bob Dodds Insurance in Danville, Barn Grover Glass, The Boogaloo and Fun City at Pizzazz, and by K-Spine Community Credit Union. Notre Dame, Lone Tree, Girls Tournament Basketball, Friday night at 6:45 on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
It won't be long before that chill in the air turns to downright cold. Hi, this is Bob Jern from Jern's Heating and Air Conditioning, your Amana dealer. You've been running your heat for a little while now, so you know if it's doing its job or not. If it's not, let's talk about a dependable furnace you can trust. We install Amana high-efficiency furnaces and air conditioners. With Amana, not only will your home stay warm and comfortable all year round, but you'll save on your utility bills as well. And if all it needs is a little tune-up, we'll take care of that. We service any brand of furnace or air conditioner. The temperature outside may not be heading in the direction you want, but don't worry. With an Amana high-efficiency furnace and air conditioner, the temperature in your home will stay where you want it all year round. For a consistent warm home this winter, call Jern's Heating and Air Conditioning, your Amana dealer, serving Southeast Iowa and West Central Illinois, with 24-hour service and never an overtime charge.
You hate this ad. You say it's bad. It makes you sad. But as we assault your ears, we also help to ease your fears. No red wine. Your shirt is fine. No ketchup stains. No city grime. Oh, yes, okay, all right, now finally this song will end. But when you stain, Tide's your best friend.
Get stains out of your clothes and out of your head with 10 times the cleaning power of Tide. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide.
An ex-athlete is waiting to be welcomed into a loving home. There's a greater need to place ex-racing greyhounds into permanent homes than at any point in recent history as a result of greyhound racetrack closings across the country. April is National Adopt-a-Greyhound Month and the perfect time to adopt a gentle companion into your home. Thousands of greyhounds are being cared for by adoption groups now. Please help ensure that all these wonderful dogs find homes by visiting thegreyhoundproject.org for information on adoption in your area.
Slip on your socks and hop on over to the Capitol Theater Saturday, February 29th for the Winter Sock Hop. Richie Lee and the Fabulous 50s will take you back to the roots of rock and roll history. From Buddy Holly to the Beach Boys, all in one high-energy show. Doors open at 6:30. Music starts at 7:30. Tickets are now on sale at SCIATickets.com and at the Capitol Theater box office. The show is sponsored with support from the Iowa Arts Council.
News now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
News brought to you by Kelly O'Shea's Pub and Grill, featuring a full menu including seafood, steaks, chops, pub sandwiches, whole catfish, and appetizers, as well as nightly specials. Come play at Kelly O'Shea's.
And now a look at today's headlines in the KBUR newsroom. I'm Colin Letty. At around 1 p.m. Tuesday, a Burlington police officer on patrol reported smoke coming from a house near the 2000 block of Mason Road. The Burlington Fire Department was dispatched and arrived at 1:02 p.m. to 2106 Mason Road to find the attached garage of the home engulfed in flames. The fire had entered the attic as well and some concealed spaces of the house. Firefighters worked to bring the fire under control, declaring it extinguished by 2:59 p.m. The single-family house sustained extensive damage and is insured. Damage estimates are still being assessed but will exceed $250,000 in fire, smoke, and water damage. Both occupants, Ronnie Speaker and Judith Carlson, were at home at the time of the fire and were able to escape without injury. The cause of the fire remains under investigation by the Burlington Fire Department and is not considered suspicious. Republicans on an Iowa Senate panel Tuesday approved a bill that would require women to wait 3 days before getting an abortion, despite an Iowa Supreme Court ruling that struck down the same 72-hour waiting period as unconstitutional in 2018. The new bill, approved by a subcommittee in the Iowa Senate Tuesday, would implement another 72-hour waiting period provision, in addition to other new requirements of doctors before performing an abortion. Republican lawmakers have since condemned that Supreme Court ruling as so-called judicial activism, and it has thwarted their efforts to pass further abortion restrictions. A, quote, fetal heartbeat six-week abortion ban was struck down in a district court by a judge who cited that decision. Current law requires an ultrasound before an abortion. This measure mandates that the doctors not only administer the ultrasound, but also show it to the patient and explain it. Abortion rights advocates argue these additional requirements are more intrusive. Several tax service offices across eastern Iowa are fully booked for the next week, which they said comes with the arrival of the height of tax season. Some worry that delays in state refunds could happen this year. If so, it would follow a trend from recent years. In 2016, the Iowa Department of Revenue increased security after seeing more than 10,000 fraudulent tax returns. Since then, there have been delays in state refunds. Some tax experts say it can take up to 8 weeks. The federal tax filing deadline is April 15th. And those are today's headlines in the KBUR newsroom. I'm Colin Letty.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Michael Bloomberg's been preparing for his first Democratic primary debate tonight in Las Vegas. He's not on the ballot for Saturday's Nevada caucuses or the other three early voting states. And Bernie Sanders tells CNN,
all of the candidates, we did town meetings. We're talking to thousands and thousands of people working on it. He said, I don't have to do that.
Also on stage tonight, Joe Biden, Pete Buttigieg, Amy Klobuchar, and Elizabeth Warren, Tulsi Gabbard, and Tom Steyer did not qualify. Day two of jury deliberations at the Harvey Weinstein rape trial in New York.
After getting the case yesterday morning, jurors had several questions, including asking to see a floor plan of Weinstein's apartment, as well as emails. One of those emails was sent by Weinstein to a private spy agency listing certain accusers he feared would come forward as, quote, red flags.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. In New York, Weinstein is charged with raping one woman, sexually assaulting another, encounters that he calls consensual. America's listening to Fox News.
Come enjoy the warmth and hospitality of an authentic Irish pub right here in Burlington. Kelly O'Shea's restaurant features seafood, steaks, chops, pub sandwiches, whole catfish, appetizers, and delicious nightly specials. The bar offers specialty beers on tap, extra cold bottles and cans, and a variety of liquors and coolers. At Kelly O'Shea's, they enjoy what they do, and they're sure you will too. So come on down, meet some friendly people who love to socialize, and enjoy a warm meal and cold drink at Kelly O'Shea's Pub and Grill on Main Street in Burlington.
Weather now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
It'll be a mostly sunny day today. A high around 30 degrees. A north wind at 5 to 10. Tonight mostly cloudy. A cold overnight low down to 10 degrees. Sunny Thursday 25. Clear Thursday night down to 13. Warmer Friday. We'll see a sunny sky, high to 39. Sunny and warmer yet Saturday. A high of 48. Could see a mix of rain and snow Sunday with a high to 43. And about the same for Monday, also a high of 43. Right now, skies continue to be sunny, 21 degrees at KBUR.
This is the Sean Hannity Show.
You want to know a sign of, well, the support for the president? Well, Iowa caucuses, there are hundreds and thousands of people showing up for his caucus. Democrats did such a great job in Iowa. Good job. Unbelievable. Well, I'm telling you, buckle up. I can't make this happen. The only people that can be the ultimate jury in this are you, we, the American people.
Sean Hannity, afternoons from 2 to 5 on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC. Stocks are higher on Wall Street this morning on some strong economic reports. Producer prices, surprisingly higher. This measures inflation on the wholesale level. Home building fell less than expected last month as the number of building permits issued soared to a near 13-year high. The Dow is up a third of a percent, up 100 points. The NASDAQ up a half percent, up 51 points. And the S&P is up a third of a percent, up 11 points. Debris was found in the fuel tanks of several hundred undelivered and grounded Boeing 737 MAX jets. They're brand new. A possible safety hazard and another issue for the Chicago-based plane maker. Former dairy giant Dean Foods has agreed to sell most of its plants. Dean, along with big dairy name Borden, have each filed for bankruptcy as consumers leave cow milk. And Burger King is cutting artificial preservatives out of its Whopper. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
That bright snow-melting sun and the birds chirping means springtime's coming fast. And springtime means project season. Home improvements, landscaping. That to-do list that's been piling up all winter that you've been meaning to get to, but it's never been nice enough and you swear you're gonna get to it. Don't worry, we've got you covered. Just swing on down to the Home Show Saturday, February 22nd, and Sunday, February 23rd. We'll set you up with over 60 of the area's finest experts and vendors all in one place, the Pizzazz Convention and Event Center. You'll be able to see all the latest trends and ideas and get any questions you need answered when it comes to decorating, remodeling, landscaping, farm equipment, pet containment, internet services, and so much more. We've got quite the variety. It's the Home Show Saturday, February 22nd from 10 to 4 and Sunday, February 23rd from 11 to 3. Brought to you by Pritchard Broadcasting. Sponsored by Preferred Pet Containment, Newberry Landscaping, Blue Jay Barns, and Precision Roofing.
Start your day with KBUR.
The morning news.
The weather.
Information you need to start your day.
Instant, up to date.
News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. And online at KBUR.com.
And we're back with Pat Cohen. Colin Letty is across the console as well. We're talking about how technology has changed. But, you know, one of the things that is changing right now, and again, it's, you know, we were talking about athletics before we went on, and the fact that, you know, the switch over from a 4A school to a 3A school and the ability, not only yet, but you've got, you know, there seems to be, in a trend in athletics, that again, you're as good as who you play, and you're as good as the people that you have coaching your team versus their team. And Bear Bryant will be the old lesson is he could take his guys and beat you, and he could take your guys, teach them, and they beat his guys.
Right? No, it's to be one of the smaller schools in 4A was not good. You know, we're playing people that were a lot larger than we were, a lot more kids to choose from.
And a lot longer road trips.
Well, now that we're 3A, we're in the Southeast 7 Conference, or the Southeast Conference, having more success, school pride's coming up. You know, the volleyball team swept the conference. Wrestling finished runners-up in the conference. Boys basketball's in the mix. You know, so a lot of positive things going on. with the
now,
athletics
have switched,
culture.
Have you switched to 3A? You haven't switched to 3A across the board yet, have you?
We have. The state
have.
The state released the numbers, and we are 3A.
Okay, so there's no more. You don't compete at all in 4A.
We do because our schedules. You set schedules years ahead.
Okay,
but we'll begin to pull back from some of that. You know, just the other night, the boys played at...
They played at Pleasant Valley,
I believe.
Oh, no, it was at Davenport Central that they beat last night.
Yeah. You know, so there's still some of that going on because you lock in referees, you lock in schedules 2-3 years ahead of time.
All right. Well, again, the trend is, and again, part of the trend that we are also seeing is the fact that you've got the Golden Triangle. You got Cedar Rapids, you got Iowa City, over to Des Moines and Ames, so to speak. And all growing. That's where all of the growth is happening. Then you've got the areas that we're in, and basically trying to stay even is a real battle, isn't it?
It is. About 85% of the schools in Iowa are experiencing declining enrollment, the declining population. So it's a challenge for most people. But we do have what they call the corridor in the Department of Education. Iowa City to Cedar Rapids is a corridor. And then from Des Moines to Ames is a corridor. Outside of those two corridors, not a lot.
How do you change? Can you change something like that? And how do you change it if you do?
Yeah, well, if people would reflect back over the last 5 years, we are. We went from, five elementary buildings to four. We're slowly withdrawing from James
Madison.
Two
middle schools to one.
Well, we actually went to one middle school and one intermediate school.
So
we are changing. We are aligning ourselves with the demographics that are occurring in this part of the state, and we're not saving the money. We're spending it differently. And the one of the different ways we're spending it, at the last board meeting, we talked about an early childhood center at Corse Elementary School. So Head Start will pull out of James Madison. They'll move over to Corse, and then we'll be able to maybe bring in our services so that people in our town can drop their child off, and it's all day, every day, 3- and 4-year-olds. And then with the old library at Corse, a daycare center, so that people that have to go to work can get to work, and Burlington Schools can help.
So when are you going to, I guess, decommission James Madison, so to speak?
Well, that is still up to the board because the old board chose not to make a decision. The last board meeting, we approved everything moving out of James Madison and into Corse. So that process has started. The 1 cent sales tax came back. Again, that approving of our revenue purpose statement is coming up. That'll be a ballot issue. Please support it. It does not raise your taxes. What it does is it allows us to receive the money from the state of Iowa. And so, again, it does not raise your taxes, and then that allows us to move out of James Madison. My opinion as superintendent of schools is that we tear that thing down. And then we have spoken with different developers, and that would be prime real estate for housing development. Right next to the park, a young family could push their stroller over, they're in the park. They could ride their bicycles in a minute. They're in the park. And it would just be a great idea to get that land back onto the tax rolls.
Okay.
It'd be good for the city. It'd be good for the schools.
So how did the final budget come out?
Our final budget, Greg, actually we have to change one of our board dates next month. Otherwise, the board would have approved it and then it would have been due the next day. And if something had come up during the public hearing,
still in the process.
Yeah, we're still in the process because that's probably a month away.
Okay.
But it is looking good. Again, we're not saving money.
Your schedule? Do you have a schedule locked in for next year?
The calendar committee has sent the calendar out to the teachers for review. And then they also create, again, technology, the Google Doc or the Google, what do they call it, survey, where you can get in there and write in what you think about these things, and then Google automatically puts it in pie
graphs and sends it out to everybody else.
Yep, and then we know exactly what the predominant number of teachers feel, that type of thing. 2 years ago, all that snow, all that rain, you know what I mean?
Right.
And just cold. And we're going to school in the June. Everybody hated it. We made the year 2 weeks longer. And they didn't want a spring break the year before. But then all of a sudden they wanted a spring break. And now this year we have a week of spring break. But we're going into June. Everybody's mad that we're going into June. But the teachers choose. You see what I mean?
It's been a very good year in terms of not using snow days.
They've been hitting on the weekends.
Yeah.
You know, and really the ice, the snow, and the cold weather, the frigid wind chills hit on the weekends.
You really got lucky with those.
Yeah, we have.
I know for a fact that teachers hate taking snow days.
Oh, now when I was a teacher, a snow day was a big deal because the kids would get up and I'd make pancakes and bacon. And
not all teachers hate snow days.
The ones I know hate it because they don't want to have to go into the summer.
Break. No, I think right. There is. But I think the fact is if the weather is really bad, it's better to have that snow day. And I had that happen. What was it? Last week we had we had a number of schools that were going on delay, and then I got the first call. It was New London. A guy says, "No, we've decided we're going to cancel."
Yep.
I said, "Do you realize you know what you've just done?
Yep.
Don't you?"
And then
I said, "You have just turned the first domino over."
Yeah, and it's and they'll tell you in the loss portion, because all superintendents have to take educational law classes. And mine was through Drake Law School. And they'll tell you the first thing they're going to say to you in court is the school to your left and right canceled and you didn't, and there was an accident that resulted in an injury. Why didn't you cancel when your peers said cancel? See, so part of that domino thing is now the legal.
You want to avoid liability.
It's a litigation.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's a litigation psychology, so to speak. You have to be thinking all the time.
You want to eliminate any chance of anything going wrong.
Right.
Well, they had that, and then there was, I saw that, I'm not sure where the school was, that they had the bus that went off the road into the ditch. The driver apparently was ill, and another student. A student died because it caught fire. Mm-hmm. The bus caught fire. And
oh, it was out near Sioux City, I think.
I can't remember exactly, but that's the kind of thing. Yeah, that's
right.
That's the worst case scenario, isn't
right.
it?
Right, it is. And to be quite honest, our bus drivers are highly trained. They're tested. They have to have professional development to maintain their license. They're drug tested. They're very professional. I worry about the 15-year-old kid with a to-and-from school permit.
Yes.
You know, you turn them loose on the road. You know, because I know when I was 15, I was going too fast. I wasn't paying attention, and I was, you know what I mean?
Same.
So, yeah.
We're going to take a break. We've got Pat Cohen with us. We'll be back right after these words.
I'm Michael Bruskowski, the voice of Southeastern Community College Basketball, and join me every Friday for Live with Blackhawk Nation, sponsored by Standard of Beaverdale, as we talk with the coaches, athletes, and others for an insider's view of the SEC athletics program. Hear the latest news regarding the teams at SEC. Hear Live with Blackhawk Nation every Friday at 7:22 in the morning and 5:25 in the evening on 99.3 and 1490 KBUR, and at 7:56 a.m. and 5:56 p.m. on Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360.
Is a college education a distant dream you hold for a newborn child staring you in the face? Next to retirement planning, paying for your children's education could be the largest expense that your family will bear. A 529 college savings program is an option to help save for higher education. For more information on this flexible college savings program, contact the financial advisor team at Two Rivers Investment Services. They can help you plan today for tomorrow's college education expenses. Prior to investing in a 529 plan, investors should consider whether the investor's or designated beneficiary's home state offers any state tax or other benefits that are only available for investments in such state's qualified tuition program. Withdrawals used for qualified expenses are federally tax-free. Tax treatment at the state level may vary. Please consult with your tax advisor before investing. Securities and insurance products are not FDIC insured, not bank guaranteed, may lose value, not insured by any federal government agency, and not a bank deposit. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products offered through LPL Financial or its licensed affiliates. LPL Financial and Two Rivers Investment Services are independent entities.
Stop into Menards and save big money on new lighting for your home. Over 12,500 lights and ceiling fans are on sale. Find your style with Patriot Lighting. The Hendy Collection has a stainless black and gray faux wood finish. The rustic yet contemporary design makes it great for a variety of rooms. Get the Island Light for $169.99. Find amazing deals throughout the store right now at Menards. Prices are good through Saturday, February 22nd.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello, miss. My name is Rex Trout.
Does anybody ever call you Mr. Bass?
Yeah, that's happened.
How about pike or walleye?
Yeah, those two.
You said trout. How about rainbow or speckled?
Yes, miss, I've heard them all. I'm just asking you to vote for me for Senator Rex Trout in the June primary. Can you do that?
Yes, I will, Mr. Catfish.
Life was simpler when I wrote for the Hawkeye. Paid for by Citizens for Rex Trout.
I don't have the vocal of this, but it's going
to... I keep expecting David Gilmour to come in there.
We don't need no education.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Yes, you do.
One way or another.
We got Pat Cohen with us today. We're talking about everything and anything to do with the Burlington School District. We talked about how the trimester program has worked. We talked about science, technology, and math. We talked about how athletics have all been coming up because of the competitive nature. You've got to... Nobody wants to be on a team that's losing all their games.
They don't. And you look back, 4 or 5 years ago, we were on like a 100-game losing streak in basketball.
Yeah.
You know, and girls basketball, my sister-in-law, coach.
The more you get to push down, the less you want to do it. And so it's starting to come back. When it comes back the other way, the more you win, the more you want to play, and the more you want to be a part of something. Everybody wants to be a winner, and I think that's really the key here. But you've had a successful athletic year. You talked about wrestling. You talked about state wrestling, swimming. You brought home a state medal. Yep.
And qualified about 8 kids. And
you got boys and girls. Boys particularly, but girls also improving in basketball.
Volleyball.
You've got
Look at that.
2020 Western Illinois University Writing Festival.
This is huge. So Western Illinois does it's like a tri-state, probably mostly Illinois and Iowa, but maybe some stuff from down in the Missouri area because they do draw students from that. So they had a writing contest for Valentine's Day, of all things, and most of the writers were girls, hopelessly romantic. You know, type thing, because most high school boys aren't quite got that romantic bug yet. But not only did we take third, we took second as well. And not only did we take second, but we had the champion. You know, out of all these schools that submitted writing, our girls swept it. One, two, three.
You took the podium.
Yeah, it was incredible. So we're getting some pictures. We got their Western Illinois did a nice job. Their short stories are printed on a piece of paper. Their names are at the bottom. We're going to put their pictures there, and that placard will be on display at central office.
Looking at something here, positive accomplishments, BHS and the Burlington Bees Project. What is that?
The schools are getting behind. It would be tremendous loss for this community if we lose the Bees.
Because the Bees, Clinton, and the Quad City River Bandits are all basically, they're on that list of possible teams to be eliminated.
It is.
And there have been massive efforts by not only those administrators with the teams, but those cities' mayors. I know for a fact Mayor John Billups is part of that coalition trying to save these teams.
Yep, and the school's getting on board with every effort to keep them here. So whatever we can do to help, we're going to do it.
All right. So I don't know what exactly you can do. Can you name something you can do?
Well, we can. Our young people know how to use the phone better than we do, and they can do videos. They can do messaging, that type of thing. A lot of information now is communicated differently than when we, you know, we used to have to sit down and write a letter.
Right.
Now you don't.
Now you just email, basically.
Yeah,
you do a mass email campaign is what you do.
You do. It's and the other thing is just the videos.
Okay.
You know, people watch videos. They watch other people play the games. They watch this. We paid $250 to get our dryer fixed for years. And this last time my wife's like, well, look on YouTube. We looked on YouTube. It took me 15 minutes, and I cleaned the filter out myself, and we put it back together. You know, and it's just really changing how we do things, and our young people will help us get our voice projected further and louder.
All right, here's one. Here's one that is a topical one. Epidemic influenza response plan. Obviously, the big news around the world is the coronavirus.
Right.
Was not on a cruise ship out of Japan for any.
Oh my!
That would be.
That was a whole thing.
Yeah. That.
Wow.
Anyway, I'm hoping that the cruise season is the Corona season is done by.
And fingers crossed for everybody involved.
But exactly? I guess it's a response plan, sort of a strategy plan? Is
it
that is. The idea?
It if we hit more than 10% kids absence for influenza, we notify the Des Moines County Public Health. They keep record. Last week, we were at 16% at Sunnyside. So we report it, and then we begin tracking it. It can go all the way to shutting down the school because kids coming and going from school just,
right.
You know, proliferates the spreading of the virus. Then it also can go as far as we shut down the school, but then the maintenance people have to come in and disinfect the entire school. But we work closely with Des Moines County, you know, the state of Iowa, that type of thing. And the plan, we just need to look at it and make sure it's always ready. I sat with one of our students over at the intermediate school just sobbing because his mom couldn't get out of China. You know, she was quarantined.
Yeah.
They're not letting people come and go. And, you know, and you're sitting there and, you know, I don't want my mom to die. You know, son, chances are your mom's not going to die. You know, trying to talk kids through that because we do have Chinese students in
right.
Burlington. You know, just, you know, they're worried about their families that are there, you know, those type of things. And this being ready helps us do the best we can to make sure something like that doesn't happen here. And we're a microcosm in Burlington.
Yeah.
But then you have to realize Des Moines County and then the state of Iowa and then the Midwest and then the...
And influenza is influenza, the flu season. And I hear the flu shot is only about 42% effective this year or something,
right.
Something
like that, yeah.
And
yeah.
if you think...
It's a number under 50%.
Yeah, 100 years ago, starting in 1919...
Oh, my goodness. It was the younger people, young adults. Young
right.
adults, the 20, 25 to... Or 20 to 30 year olds that were the ones that were hit the hardest
yep.
by that.
Dying by the thousands in Iowa.
Yes.
You know, and that's what scared me.
18 million just in the United States.
Right.
It was.
Yeah, and that was 100 years ago.
100 years ago. So I guess a plan is not a bad thing to have, and I'm not sure you're right. The entire country of China is pretty much
shut down.
It's shut down right now. It's not doing business, but. Eventually, I don't know. I guess how do you get rid of it? People are saying it's like the SARS virus. Well, it isn't. This is a microvirus,
right?
And it'll go right through the masks,
right?
So it's like masks. Masks basically make you feel good that you got it on, but the microvirus will go right into your eyes. So,
right.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. Eyes, nose.
Oh my goodness.
You
yes.
know, and just anyway. That type of stuff. So anyway, Burlington schools. Appreciates everything Des Moines County does. We work closely together, and we will do everything we can. Again, much like, you know, don't drive on the slick roads, you know, we'll also do our best to keep you safe from any type of epidemic.
All right. Let's hope we don't have to worry about that. Let's hope that the things in China settle down and
right.
they find
yep.
they find an effective antiviral agent that will combat it. Anyway,
yep.
Pat Cohen, thank you so much for being with us
today. Hey, you're welcome, and... The next holiday, St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day. We'll see.